I'm sorry, WNBPA. You got to put forth more of a product that actually turns a profit than you already have. Go ahead, sir.
Isn't that what me and Cole Jones have been trying to get to our ladies about? Mm-hmm. Get past the revenue sharing part.
That's going to be a sticking point that, at least in this particular negotiating table, negotiations. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get far. And it's not that we do. I know I can speak for Playmaker in this case when I say it's not that we don't think you deserve it, ladies. The dollars don't make sense yet. It's coming close to, but it's not making sense yet.
If y'all can get past the revenue sharing part of it, y'all can get a deal done. Matter of fact, when I sat here and listened to Cole Jones reading, I actually got the article in front of me as well. Okay. 15% of the gross revenue doesn't sound like a big number. But if I'm the ladies, you take that for now. You can make it a cert term deal. You can do what, a 3 or 5 year deal on this 15% gross revenue.
Yeah. I'll give for sure. Yeah, I'll give for shorter term. Shorter time limit. Yeah.
And then once you start seeing the numbers continue to rise, then when it's time to come back to the table, all right, come on, it's time to pay up some more money. And then guess what? The WNBA, they can't say, oh no, they looking at the numbers like, hey, it's been sustainable. It's growing. Mm-hmm. But ladies, get past the revenue sharing. That's why you having this holdup.
Yeah. And that's why they're going to continue to have this holdup. I hate that too. But everything that Playmakers say is facts. And I support that 100%. I hate the fact that you all ladies have less than 10% of the revenue that you get in the current revenue sharing that you do have. I hate that. But Playmaker actually raises a wonderful point. Take that 50% for now, but argue for this new collective bargaining agreement time to be shorter than probably what they're offering. They get what they want, you get what you want, and then like what Playmaker said, they'll see. And it's already coming. You now know that this product is making money, it's profiting. And it's going to profit more now than it has even the previous 2 years. So you come back to the table and you have more leverage, because that's the name of the game. Having the leverage to get your point across and to get the terms that you want. Because these owners will have no choice but to give it to you, because you all are the product.
There's always some things that are done old school ways that always will always remain. And one of those things is business. Mm-hmm. And how you do business. Ladies, y'all just now starting to get the lead to profit. And y'all trying to jump the ship entirely already. You can't do that. This is a step-by-step process that you need to take. And I believe Coach John is more equipped to talk about this than me. But it's a step by. First step is, okay, find a way to modify this old one. And then let's make sure that the product is still what it is. Because a strike or a lockout actually hurts y'all. It doesn't help y'all. Hope y'all know that.
Yes. And what did I say that they would want to actually lean on? I know it's going to come to a point where we may actually be talking about strikes or lockouts. And you hit the nail on the head. The owners really don't want to lock you out, at least not yet. Now, they'll do it if it's a last-ditch effort of, well, we want a season and we want to get through your heads that this is that your negotiators are saying, not getting through to you, that this is the best that you can get in terms of the deal, in terms of the terms that you want, then, you know, we can do something. They don't want to lock you out because now they're making money. You know, they're making money. They don't want that train to stop. Because if you have a derailed portion of the season, or if you have no season altogether, you will definitely stop the momentum that you've gathered these last, I'll say these last 5 years, definitely the last two. And ladies, you actually have a leg up on the men. And why do I say that? It took 40 years for the NBA to get to where you are now. And you got to this point 10 years sooner than they did. Now, you could say, well, the NBA helped you all along. Okay, fine, true. But you all still had to turn to profit. You all now have done that. You all have now turned the corner because they were talking about bouncing the NBA altogether before Magic Johnson and Larry Bird became a household name in the NBA. They were talking about the whole league folding. Now, thankfully, that hasn't come to that point yet with the WNBA, and I don't think it's going to happen now. But it is not the sky is all the way falling, because it's not. You've gotten to this point, and like it's like what Playmaker said, you have to play chess here, not checkers. To hold on to wanting to get half the pie now, you're playing checkers. And you're standing across the table from chess players. You got to think more moves further down the line. You actually got to think not just what the players can earn now, but you got to think about, you know, the Juju Watkins of the world. How can we make the product better for the ones that are coming into the WNBA? Because you're not just negotiating for you all now, you're negotiating for them too, the ones who don't have a seat at the table yet. And so you got to think along those lines. You have to negotiate along those lines too. And if you do, you'll negotiate smarter. And it's like what Playmaker said. Take that 15%. But as for a CBA that's, I don't know, maybe 2 years or 3 years, instead of maybe 5 or 7. Ask for a shorter time period. And then when you get to the next time that you collectively bargain, you can say, look, you thought it was a fluke that we earned this much and you all profited this much. Now you have more of a sample size that this isn't a fluke or a fad. We're on the come up and you're profiting off of the come up. It's time for you to pay up. And you will be in a much better place to argue we deserve more of our share. But only 2 years of saying that, not enough time. And that's not saying, you're talking to two men who are big time advocates of you all, big time advocates. We think you all need to be broken off a lot of cheddar. We both believe that.
Hey, think about it. I do a show all year round because of y'all.
Yeah.
I don't stop when the NBA stops.
Dare say, I think we actually enjoy talking about you all more than we do the NBA, because we see the beauty of the product. We see the potential, because you all are scratching the surface. We see the potential of the WNBA. But you have to play the game right. And I'm not talking about on the court, because you all know how to play the game on the court. Now you're learning how to play the game off the court. And you all got the brains to do it. And you all got the heart to do it. She's going to learn how to play chess with them. And when you do, you will be more successful. You got the NBA as proof. They didn't start turning a profit like what you all are doing until year number 39. Look, they were having the playoffs, even the NBA finals on tape delay. That's how bad the NBA product was. I was in school when I actually was upset that I couldn't see a playoff game or the finals, because they started running tape delayed playoff games and the NBA finals after the local news. Now, I was in Central Time Zone, so that's 10:30. In Playmaker's spot in Duval County, that's 11:30. Now imagine. Imagine that your games wouldn't be seen, playoff games wouldn't be seen until 11:30 p.m. That was my existence. Y'all don't have that. So you actually are in a better position. So now, take that better position, leap to another level, which I know you're doing because you're on your way to do that. And then wreck shop the way you're going to wreck shop. Because you got the hardest part down. You all have talent out the wazoo. That's the hardest part. Now you just got to learn how to negotiate. And I don't think that's going to be hard for you at all, personally. But Playmaker's right. Accept that 15% of gross revenue. We know that you all deserve more, but accept that. But argue. Have this be until Halloween of 2027. Because we believe that this product can be worth more, because we believe that we are the revenue generator, and we can actually make even more money. That should be the goal. You're turning profit. Turn a bigger profit in the next 2 years. Make your position stronger. And if you do that, you'll be surprised how fast you will get a bigger share of the revenue pie. But not now. I want that for you, but not now. Because you're going to have the ownership group. They're going to just throw the sheets at you. This is what you all were not earning. We were taking hits, and we were operating at a loss. We actually had to contract teams. One of them being my favorite team of all time in the WNBA. We actually had to contract teams because the league wasn't making money. They can still say that to you. They can still say it to you. Now, unfortunately, they can still say, well, there's a team that actually wants to sell and move. That's not a positive. So you got to understand that. The owners can come to you with that, and that's fact. And that's what sucks. But your position can improve because your product is getting better and better. And you're getting the interest from us. And I'm not talking about Playmaker and me, because we've been interested in the product ever since WNBA was born. But you're getting interest from fans. You're getting interest from media. You're getting interest from those outside of the product that wants to see more of you. If you do that, you will get further along. But you got to play chess and not checkers, and you're playing checkers here. And I'm not liking that for you, ladies. I am not liking that at all. No, anything else for a Playmaker?
Nope.
I really do hope that you all don't strike. I hope you don't strike. Because I agree with Playmaker on that too. I think that would hurt your momentum. And it would cause even more dissension and rancor than what you actually saw. When Nafisa Collier did her version of Ether on Kathy Engelbert, and not saying that she didn't deserve it. If you thought that the tensions would be bad then, you strike, and the tensions would be worse. Study how the NFL did in back in 1987, where they decided to do a strike on the ownership, and how the ownership was like, you could say that you want all this money, but do it on the field. Show us you're going to be making money. But right now you can't because you're not turning the profit enough. And this was at a time where the NFL was turning that corner and they were starting to actually make money hand over fist. And it was starting to become the product that we know now where. Now you don't remember this, Playmaker. The national pastime was considered. And I know you've heard this. The national pastime in terms of sports was considered baseball. That was the sport that could do no wrong in Americana. The NFL was starting to become the lead that we now know as. When you think of all the sports now, you don't think of baseball in that regard. You think of football in that regard more than any other sport, because the NFL put itself there and strengthen its own platform. The players got stronger. And they ended up getting better at negotiating. And this is a key thing you have to learn too. If you get stronger in negotiating, then the owners get stronger too. And then you have more of a conflict.
I don't want to say the owners get stronger. The owners, they play in levels. They have levels to this.
They do.
So they know what level you're at, and they know what level they need. They can be at if they want to. Mm-hmm. But once you start rising up in the business side, then they gonna say, "Okay, now you coming up on our level now." Mm-hmm.
100. Yeah. So then they'll introduce you to even more business. That's just how they roll. And of course, that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with business owners. And let's be honest, ladies. This is how the donors think. And this is not general, because they think about this with guys too. Owners look at these players as if they're nothing but jocks. They look at you as nothing but jocks. And they want to basically capitalize and maybe even exploit the fact that you all are hungry for, as Jordan loves to say, and I love the phrase, quote, the love of the game, close quote. They want to capitalize on the fact that you would do this for free. You know, they want to capitalize on, you know, the hunger of the sport, the love of the game. That's what you all grew up to do this. You all love to do it. And we want to provide that for you. We want to provide it for you on our terms. That's how they think. And they think that you all don't know or are not up to the terms of it all. That doesn't mean that you all are stupid or ignorant. It's just that they think that business-wise that you're not savvy enough. And they're going to try to exploit that. That's how every ownership group is with every players organization and players unions. They just think that you all are not up to snuff because they all want to capitalize on and exploit the fact that you all play these sports, they play these activities because you love the competition. And that's great. And that is what makes you all great. That's going to make you all wonderful. But you got to put on the business hat. And you will learn that once you put on the business hat, you got to step up your level. And Playmaker said it right. There's levels to this.